You really don't know this song? Don't embarrass me, bro. You just got back from Africa. Like, that was... This you should be living your blackest life.
I know how to Millie Rock.
Woo! 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 Bitch.
This is whose concert you wanted to go to.
Let me just preface this by saying, I miss a lot of Southern feeling music because I am up here with the Maz and Tim's son. And so I just wanted to thrive in my ratchet hoe. And yeah.
You guys, she hit me up and was like, hey, you're urban enough. You're a little ghetto. I think you'll want to come to a Playboi Carti concert with me.
Pay. And
I said, who is that? I was like,
so I sent Mandy the fucking link.
She sent me the link.
Extension.
It's extension.
Excuse the fuck out of me. And that shit says 16 and up. And I said, oop, I'm not going to be caught.
I'm not doing
it. I will.
But you know what? I see all of these concerts and bitch, they like crowd surf.
Bro.
And
my boy James be going to shit like that. And like me and him be talking about it. And he told me like, sometimes it gets too much. But
so I'm not going to lie. If I don't think people realize how different we are. She does like EDC music festivals. Bitch, you're not catching me at a concert unless I'm backstage.
I'm not going front. I do music fest, but not so much EDC shit anymore.
Well,
like Afro
I'm not,
punk,
I don't
boo-coo.
Give a fuck. I'm not interested in being around a whole bunch of sweaty people. So unless I'm backstage
the vibes,
in the green
it's
room.
It's the energy.
Where I can be
I like to be connected
do
with
I
people.
Do I want Patron or Hennessy
and
tonight?
And just to be honest with you, in the spirit of being fucked up and high, dude, like it's nice.
And
to,
hot and probably pass out from
I
dehydration.
Said high?
It doesn't matter.
Not hot.
Well, you're going to be hot with all the people jumping around.
It's just nice to just be in your zone with people and be like, yeah, dude,
and I can be in my zone.
I love Playboi Carti too.
Yo,
white people love these new fucking rappers.
No, they
though. Do. Bro, Young Thug, Migos, Lil Uzi, fucking Playboi Carti, all these motherfuckers, they love that shit.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. That's why they were 16 and up. Yeah. Oh, so hey, guys. Welcome to Horrible Decisions.
Yet another episode. I'm so glad that you guys are joining us.
This
is your girl, Mandy.
Song, what? What?
You're going to... I'm dead.
I'm not fucking the ass to that song.
I'm not fucking to Playboi Carti.
Fucking the ass.
There's just no way I'm fucking
to
Playboi Carti.
And man, I'm my dad. Bitch, I'm your daddy. Ooh, that's what he gonna be saying when he in my ass. Woo. Hey.
Oh, yeah. I'm bitch. Dead. You have to.
See? That's it. This is my new sex song, dog. Fuck that shit. I be playing motherfucking Abra and, oh, you probably don't know what it is. All the R&B hits, you know what I'm saying?
I like R&B, but bitch, I'm not fucking the Playboi Carti, bro. What is, no. Anyways, guys, welcome to yet another episode of fucking Horrible Decisions. Today, I'm super excited about this motherfucking conversation. We talking about a whole bunch of shit. I'm really fucking excited, actually.
Oh, bitch, I forgot about your date. I just looked at the notes, bitch.
Oh, my God, that's a date. Okay.
What's that girl's Instagram? You know what? We always bleep shit out, but I'm going to call this out because she's fucking trash.
Hold
Give
on,
me the fucking phone.
Wait, I got to find her name.
Oh, I can't wait.
Bitch, I ain't going to lie. My DM's been popping, so I don't
know. All
you
all have to tag this fucking 19-year-old fucking dumb. Oh, my God, I can't fucking wait.
Okay, guys. So, for all of you guys who have been listening, I'm single as fuck, and I just went through a drought where I didn't have niggas. I now have too many niggas on my line, but I went through a drought where I didn't really have anyone on my phone, so I had been swiping. My thumb is strong as fuck. I have been swiping on Tinder to go on dates.
Why not Bumble?
Bumble too complicated. It give you like 24 hours to respond. I don't be liking to look thirsty. I'm one of them. I can't do Bumble.
I swipe when I'm fucked up. And then I just swipe to make
so
sure
maybe
that I'm not missing something.
Oh, here she go. Anyways, so I was swiping. I'll tell you guys the story real briefly. So I swiped with this guy. He was super, 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 super cute.
Okay.
He
was cute.
He's very handsome. About 6'6", light skin. Biracial.
Was he paperback color? Like
no, he
life?
Actually wasn't paperback. He was like really light skinned. He looks, you know, he looks.
I like paperback.
He looked kind of Chico, actually.
No, I like him darker than paperback.
He's black, German, and Cuban.
Oh boy, you really calling him out.
I don't give a
fuck. I'm just
playing. Don't nobody know
this
nigga.
This shit is so fucking. He's a nobody.
Anyway, he is a nobody.
Man, so, he's like, ain't no blue check.
Bitch, ain't no blue check mark on that hole. Anyways, so we went on a date. He actually hit me up. We matched. We were talking. And literally the next day, he was like, hey, let's go for lunch.
Yeah.
I wasn't doing shit. So I said, okay, man, I'll take lunch. So he came and picked me up. He lives in like New Rochelle, which is above, you know, the Bronx. And when you're above the Bronx, most of them have fucking cars. So I was like, okay, I guess I'll go ahead and throw it out there. He was 22 years old. But whatever. So he came and picked me up.
And he graduated yet?
He graduated from high school, yeah. But he is in college and he's about to enter law school. And so he came and picked me up. We ended up going to a really nice, like, sushi Japanese spot, got hibachi, ate. He was super mature. Like, we sat there and talked about probably the fucking Trump administration and politics. He's clearly into politics. I mean, he's about to be a lawyer, you know what I mean? So he's into that.
Mm-hmm. What's up, Olivia Pope?
Bitch, right. I was like, and I'm not even gonna lie, I think he's definitely more white than black because I think he was here for Trump. And
no,
girl, is Trump your homeboy?
I
told you,
I got out of a fucking date. That dude was like, I would have voted for him. I was like, yeah.
Ooh. Oh, he's definitely, but I'm also someone who I accept people to accept me for my views. I wouldn't sit here and just not, you know, I'm hearing him out. So yeah, we were literally.
You think that's okay? Mexicans, you think it's okay for someone to have views like that? You want to fuck somebody that has views like that? I'm not going to go ham on you this episode. But
you
we are on the subway home.
You don't have
home,
to.
I'm going to tell you why. It's fucking Bro, trash to.
At the end of the day, do you know how many niggas probably think it's trash that I want to stick a dildo in another nigga's ass? Awesome shit.
First like, of all, that's a fetish. You're telling me Mexicans
matter.
Are rapists.
It doesn't
all
matter.
All this shit about, oh, black people, how much better can you do? Oh, well, what, I mean, how much worse can it get for you? Get the fuck out of here.
I get what
And
Trump
people
said.
Fucking sign off on that? This fucking dude, climate deal.
I'm
bitch, are you?
1,000% sure what he's done since he's been in the office and what he said. However, you still have people with different political views. He comes from a background in which he was mostly raised
most
in a white. He was raised in a Republican household. I'm sitting here, and he wasn't saying that he did vote. He was just very strong about his family and their views on Trump. That's what it was. Anyways,
fucking WPS.
Oh my god. Anyways, so we went to this nice Japanese
bitch,
restaurant.
If you fuck somebody that voted for Trump, then you did fuck a white boy. It's off of your list.
He didn't vote for
You've
Trump.
You've done it. He might have lied to you to get the pussy.
I think his family did, but he didn't. But anyways, So we're sitting here in the car. Anyways, we go to the restaurant. It was really good, really fucking good, like hibachi. And he asked, like, we're starting to talk, and he's like, I want to go to a cigar bar. Mind you, he's 22 years fucking old. And I'm like, you want to go to a cigar bar? Okay. Mind you, I got my little old head, my little old nigga I be with.
What's an old head to you?
I think he's like 37.
I knew it.
He's like 37.
It is not old.
Well, it's old for me. And so he put me onto cigars. So I like know which ones I have to smoke and the size. I know how to smoke it. I know how to clip it.
Who's your old head?
The nigga who paid my rent.
Oh.
But he not even my old head. That's daddy. But anyways, so we went to the cigar bar. It was nice. Like, he knew the people there.
37 and parent. That's awesome.
Bitch, I know. And so we went to the cigar bar. It was really nice. You know, it's an all-white neighborhood. He has all-white friends. So he knows the guy at the front, hooks us up.
All his friends are white?
All of them. I didn't meet.
She acted like that? Okay,
Right. So after we leave this cigar bar, his friend owns another cigar bar. So we go to this other cigar bar, bitch. They bring out the Budweisers and shit. Like, I'm legit.
Oh, buddy.
Seriously. And so we're sitting here. Wolf on Wall Street is playing. Then we start talking politics. Like, it's literally. I'm like, am I with a 22-year-old
you
or
in
a 40-year-old? No, seriously. I was in New Rochelle. Or Montauk. I can't fucking.
Montauk?
No, I can't.
That's,
I,
you
I
definitely
forgot
weren't
the
in
name.
Montauk, bro.
I forgot the name.
That's like
it started. It started with an M. Anyways, so this is where the date takes a landslide, guys. Like, so I'm sitting there. We're all talking. Next thing I know, this little Chico bitch. Don't be mad at me. Y'all don't come for me. This little Chico bitch walking.
You got the right to call it that. You
hold
mad.
On. She walking with her little pink workout pants with a fucking crop top tank top. With her
top.
Hair down. Looking crop top.
Looking like a thot thot.
Drop top. So she walk in. Mind you, at this point, I don't know who she is. Me and him have had the conversation about our exes, our history, what it is. He's been single for a month and a half. So this girl walks in. This girl walks in and she looks at everyone. Mind you, we're with his best friends right now, the best friend's girlfriend, everybody. So she walks in and is just looking at the dude I'm on a date with. And I'm just like, I don't know who the fuck this is. So she goes, she says hi to everybody. Hi, Tim. Hi, Joe. Hi, Bobby. says hi to all, you know, all the guys.
Hey, Chandler.
Hi, Taylor. Hi, Hunter. Says hi to literally the other five guys that are there. And then asked the best friend, and who is this? Pointing at me.
No, the fuck she did. Bitch, I don't know. Hold the fuck up, mommy.
Bitch, hold on. Mamita. Hold on. So he's like, oh, that's Mandy. So she go to stick out her hand. Mind you, at this point, I don't know what's going on. So I stick out my hand because, bitch, I don't know who she is. Okay, whatever. So I stick out her hand like, what's up? Next thing I know, she looking at the nigga I'm on a date with. And she's like, let's go outside. I need to talk to you. Bitch, I don't think I ever opened my Uber app so motherfucking fast.
I know you did.
I was like,
but 7 minutes away? Where the hell am I at?
Bitch, because
you know
I ain't even gonna hold you. The only reason why I held out while they was outside, because that bitch,
that
Uber said $64. I was like,
my pride ain't that.
Let me see what's going on. I was like, I don't know about no $64.
This came from niggas in Jersey.
This
bitch
was supposed to be a free lunch. I can't turn this into a $64 lunch. Like, this just doesn't make sense. So they're outside. Mind you, before he go outside,
you admitted it.
Mind you, bitch, I don't give a fuck. Bitch, so before he go outside with the bitch, he's like, Bobby, I need you to join me.
No, he didn't.
Bitch, he had the best friend join him. When I tell you, it took all of 7 seconds.
Bobby was convincing him that he, okay.
No, bitch. Bobby's girlfriend slid right the fuck over to me and was like, I just want you to know they are not together. Bitch. Because you know this fucking story, bitch.
No, because you didn't tell me that his friends were white before.
Bitch, and you, yes, just, they were white.
You just did this like prop up. I just want you to know. It was this very matter of fact, I voted for Trump shit.
Listen. Dog, so the best friend's girlfriend slid over to my, mind you, they're all fucking leather recliners.
Oh my God.
So she leans over to me and she was like, I just want you to know they are not together anymore. And we don't like her.
Like, fuck that fucking Puerto Rican bitch.
They weren't here for her ass, okay?
Oh my God.
Mind you, come to find out, they broke up because she got gangbanged by a friend.
Shut the fuck up!
I swear
Maria,
to God.
Maria.
I swear to God. So, mind you, the whole time, I knew of why they broke up. So I'm like, oh, so that's the whole getting gangbanged? Like, so that's why they broke up. While they were in a relationship, I guess she decided to not only fuck a friend, but fuck a friend and his friend. So got gangbanged.
I told you it was when we were broken up that night. It wasn't a big fucking deal. And you always gotta say something, but I don't know what the fuck is your problem. Shit.
So this bitch,
I was drunk.
Bitch, right. I was drunk. I did not know.
What the hell was that?
Oh no, I've been drinking Hennessy. It's gone. So, yeah, bitch. So that's what happened. Needless to say, I ended up still fucking him that night. But bitch, I mean, what?
You know what though? I'm not gonna lie.
The date went so well. She got dismissed and left. He explained it. Mind you, the friends was caping. Bitch, the friends was caping. Like, apparently she done tried to run him over. Like, she's a crazy bitch. Just crazy.
Puerto Rico.
Bitch,
all my Spanish friends crazy.
But it was just like,
one of my Spanish friends pissed on a dude's car and put like ham all over the top of the hood because the sunspots. So when he peeled off the ham,
the paint came off. Terrible.
Bro, I'm telling you, they be bout it.
I wasn't here for it.
You always need one on the team.
It was just definitely one of those where it kind of like put salt into such a great day because he was actually such a great date. Needless to say, I go to work the motherfucking next day, and guess who slides in my motherfucking DMs?
That motherfucking Chiquita Banana.
Okay, I'm Steph. That's the name, bitches. Okay, I'm Steph.
Oh!
That is
who
decided to slide.
This is our first non-bleep of the show, and I'm so happy. Because
normally y'all know we bleep shit, but she was just so motherfucking tacky, and I'm like, bitch, I'm grown as fucking bitch. So y'all, I really had to tell y'all what this little young bitch slid in my DMs.
Plant 10,000 trees and read. Bitch, you ain't read no goddamn
books.
Read
no
books.
Let me tell y'all what the fuck this bitch.
Let me follow her. Can I?
Please follow her. Let me tell y'all what this hoe hopped in my DMs asking. So I screenshot this shit and sent it to Weezy. She decided to hop in my DMs and ask, who paid for the date? That was her question to me in my motherfucking DMs. Was, did you or pay for the date?
Because she's fucking trash.
Bitch. Super trash. Who the fuck asked that? So you know what?
A fucking 19-year-old.
I wasn't even going to be petty and respond.
That didn't get paid to get fucked by 8 niggas.
Oh, shit. Oh. What happened? Uh-oh. My shit came out.
Ugh, damn. We done told all the Jews. It's okay. We can still hear you.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, I just can't hear myself. Okay. I guess I don't have to fucking hear myself. I'll go on.
Mandy had a malfunction. You see, that was Steph's motherfucking santaria, bitch.
Goddamn,
she was like, oh, she about to talk shit about me? Get the fuck out of here.
So, no, let me tell y'all.
She coming through. Let me stop. Let me that request.
So, listen, let me finish. Let me finish. So, she stepped in my motherfucking DMs talking about who paid for the date. I wasn't going to respond because for any of the female followers listening, I think it's super fucking messy to respond to the other bitch who ain't even the bitch, because bitch, he's single. Why are you asking me questions about your nigga? That ain't your nigga. So
is it single in his bio?
Single is in his bio, bro. You know you not being chose. So my response to her was, do I look like a bitch who would pay for a date?
Bitch, I know you did.
Bitch, you know that was my high five.
Get the fuck
out
of here.
You know that was my motherfucking response.
Like you was out here getting that $8 cigar and putting it on your goddamn Chase.
Girl. I was just like, mind you, I will tell you guys, A1 sauce, that I fuck with married niggas and wives ain't even approached me about no shit.
I'm sorry, what was that?
I said I fuck with married niggas and they wives don't even hit me. So the last thing I need is a single nigga's ex bitch hitting my goddamn line. You heard me?
You see, this why you can't fuck with young niggas.
Okay, so then we talked about this. Mind you, this is the topic for today's episode because Weezy is convinced that this would not have happened had he been older, which is 19? Bullshit.
19-year-old girlfriend?
She's 19.
Are you kidding me?
Bro, dude, are you kidding me? We had this conversation.
You could fuck some 19-year-old, my nigga. Bitch. You better not be wifing these fucking...
He's 22. He's gonna wife a 19-year-old. He's 22.
And it's that's why you can't fuck with young dudes, because they asking young ass shit. You know why she asked that question? Because he had her convinced
for the date
that y'all were on. Oh, she paid her way. What the fuck?
You know,
and
God
that bitch
well.
Thought that was the only thing that fucking matters. You dumbass. Thinking
dumb
that
asshole.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
This is
to
why.
Even click on you and to think.
Girl.
Oh, but no, go through the talk about what happened.
About
bitch,
oh
we do that. How far are we into the episode? Because this could be the whole
I
shit.
Know. No, bitch, because we got to talk about this age shit. Cause I'm
that.
Excited.
Let's talk about.
So, bitch. So then she
goddamn
go,
cologne.
So then she go Rodriguez.
Dude, I'll be real. We are losing all our goddamn Latino friends. Look.
So, anyways, so then what she proceeds to do, bitch, is send me screenshots of a conversation she having with him.
Like y'all friends. Bitch, what so is this? The is, group chat.
So, bitch, so listen, at this point, this is where I cut him off. Mind you, he's been on my phone every single day since girl, he wants to take me to go see Wonder Woman. He is in my phone like crazy, and I am curving the shit out of him. Because
you know
I
why?
Told him. Because
you're 26.
Oh, bitch, he love it too. He is in love with me. Like, I think I put it on him too much. Like, I shouldn't
you
have.
You gave that A pussy.
Girl.
That grade A pussy
and
the first time.
His dick was definitely like C plus. Like, I don't even know why he got grade A pussy for C plus dick. But. You know, I like to show out on these young niggas.
No, talk about how tall he was.
So she did. Yeah, he was 6'6".
That's why he got the fucking great.
His body was fucking. Woof, woof.
Steph about to cry when woof. She hit his shit. I'm going to send it to her.
I don't give a fuck. Anyways, so she proceeds to send me screenshots, which women don't do this shit. This shit is tacky as fuck. Okay, she proceeded to send me screenshots apparently of a conversation that she was having with him where he pretty much answered that same question as who do you think paid for it, pretty much not telling her he paid for it or I paid for it. It was just real childish. And then she proceeded to just send me screenshots of how he decided to then say he was glad she popped up because she was looking so beautiful. Niggas being niggas.
I want you to record me saying this.
Niggas being niggas. Hold on.
And you let me know when it's over. Hold on. Because I have a message.
Go ahead.
And the feminist that I am.
What's the message?
Ladies, stop writing other bitches about the nigga that told you no. I didn't fuck her. And then to confirm, are you stupid? Are you stupid? You look dumb. Stop. Stop. You are making us look dumb. I am fucking tired of women making me look
shit.
Stupid because
no shit.
They fucking do shit like this. Bruh. How old are you? You have to be 19.
No, but you don't because I have another friend fucking another friend's nigga. And so I'm just caught in the middle. And bitch, the wife is definitely hitting my friend, showing up to her job at this point. Mind you, just wrote a whole Instagram caption about, oh my God, this girl is trying to ruin my relationship, but I ain't gonna let her come in between because we gonna meet a person and she gonna see me. And I'm just like, bitch, this is Instagram. Please keep your personal life to your personal self. But this is why I've decided that fucking dating is just not for me at this point. I can't stand regular niggas because it's just some bullshit. Like, yeah. Let me just walk into something and know what I'm walking into. Like, I was just super cool on it. So
that hasn't happened to me in a long time.
He's super bit him. It hasn't happened to me
Yo,
ever.
One of my old ever. Roommate, right? She used to work with this dude. God, she fucking, this is such a hilarious story. She worked with this guy, Haitian dude. He was a cook. And she said that it was completely platonic. And I think maybe they texted about a work schedule or something. Mm-hmm. She busts up in my room at like 9 a.m. one day and was like, dude, you have to listen to this. And plays this voicemail of his wife saying, I don't know who the hell are you, but but you cannot text him no more, okay? Bitch, I was fucking crying. But
I'm dead.
And you know what? To be fair, that was an older woman, but she sounded like it at least.
No, but it happens. It has nothing to do with age, bro.
I think the confrontation can be any age, but like
how she came at me asking who paid for the date.
With the screenshots and who paid for the date.
You'd be surprised. Bro, the bitch, the girl who I'm talking about, my homegirl who's being like brought drama to right now, the bitch sent her back the videos that she sent the husband on Snapchat. And was like, I logged into his shit while you sending my nigga these videos. And bitch, if you don't stop or give me an explanation, everybody gonna know what your pussy look like. And threatened to expose my friend's videos that she sent to her husband.
Do we know what her pussy looks like? Did they get exposed?
Her pussy looked nice. We was cool.
No.
She didn't post the videos. Not yet.
So what did your friend
apparently
do to keep them?
Apparently they're supposed to be meeting up soon, but it's
Are you serious?
To talk face to face.
God, that pussy gotta be out there. Is her face in it?
I'm not sure.
Then fucking really, like,
that's what I said, bitch.
You ain't about to hold that shit over my head,
bro. I'm not gonna hold you. Fuck a face being in a video. If any of my videos leaked, bro, do you see my tattoos? You're going to know it's me and my
dude, I'm not
fat
gonna lie.
Ass
that, that video in Italy, did you see that shit with Lover Boy? That's it.
Oh no, that's your face, bro. But that's your face,
bro. It's
like
it.
Me, I record back shots all day. Shit. I record back shots all day.
I have some back shot videos with him, but like, I think maybe it's like the long distance thing
right
now.
Or it could be that you're also skinny as fuck. No one cares to see what you look like from the back. Like,
bitch, do you want to see my back shot videos?
Okay, I don't want to see your back shot videos.
Anyways, I'm going to show you the fucking medium booty that I have, and it's cute.
I don't think that it has anything to do with size. But fuck that. That was my recent Tinder date.
I think she
meant
age.
It was. I don't, what?
You said it doesn't have anything to do with size. It absolutely always has to do with size. You meant it doesn't have anything to do with age.
It has nothing to do with age. Did I say size?
You did.
Oh, bitch. No. I was wrong. It has everything to do with size, nothing to do with age. There you go. Because, bitch, all my niggas like 6'8". I don't care if they're 19. Now, let me stop. I'm just playing. Just playing. But no, I guess, so that was my date. And I'm curious to know, apparently Weezy went on a date with her neighbor. So it was on accident. I don't know if you guys know because we haven't been really keeping up. She no longer lives
in
Hell's Kitchen.
My face is only red.
She has a new
because I didn't tell Loverboy.
Oh no. Well, she doesn't. She's now in a new neighborhood, mind you. She's been there all of maybe a month and has already had a date with her neighbor. So
it did not fucking wait. Can I tell my own shit?
Tell it, bitch. Because I don't know.
Let you get it out with motherfucking Stephanie. Shit,
bitch. Stephanie.
Oh shit, she called it heaven me.
I don't open doors.
It's head for
hole.
Me. Did you know that? It's head for me.
I just want to know nothing more. It's head for me, right?
It's
head for me, bro.
I heard it was head for me.
No, bitch, it's head for me. Like, you call it Stephanie.
Like heifer?
You call it Stephanie. I call it head for me. Get your life, bro.
Okay.
Do you live in New York? Young
bitch,
man.
I don't listen to New York shit. Damn. Anyway,
bitch,
so.
You just played this Playboy Millie Rock on my. Is he a New York nigga?
Can't be, dude. There's
what's Playboy Cardi?
Can't be a shot in hell.
Atlanta? Talking about Millie Rock? But Millie Rock is a New York
In
dance.
New York, I'm Millie Rock.
Oh.
Hide it in my saw. Hey, running from the cop.
So in
I'm
LA,
on the block. Hey.
In LA, he does the.
And I'm on a block.
What is LA? The
LA. Anyway, I mean, what so let's talk about dicks
okay.
again.
Okay.
Oh no, wait. So my neighbor.
Talk about penises.
I didn't tell Loverboy about this because I just didn't feel like it. But here
he's
we go.
Gonna know now.
Because I didn't tell him this because there's a neighbor that's been trying to fuck me down. Bruh.
I want to see him when we go to your house after this.
He's such trash.
Okay. Well, anyways, talk about the date. Cause bitch,
okay.
So we paying for this time, bitch. We gotta speed it up, bitch.
So here's my neighbor. I'm within a few days. I got back from Italy, and I'm like moving things up and down. I was selling a few things on Craigslist.
Up and down.
So I was moving a few things, and I'm coming down the stairs, and there's this guy holding like a guitar and shit.
Of course.
I know, right? LES, bro.
So Lower East Side.
So he's like, "Hey," and like he was attractive, and he smiled at me, and I'm like, "Hey," I'm like, "Oh my god." No, he said, "Can you help me?" I was like, "Oh my god, thank god you asked, blah blah blah." So he's helping me up the stairs and we're talking completely platonic. I'm like, "I'm your new shitty neighbor," because there's a bunch of shit all over the place, right? He's like, "No, don't worry about it." I was like, "All right, thanks so much." And then right before I'm about to go in the house, he goes, "Hey, by the way, I have a show on Monday if you want to come."
I have a band, I have a show.
And I was like, I bet you do, buddy.
Oh my God, this is so Sex in the City.
So whatever, he had, oh, right? So he had a show, so I was gonna go see it, but then I ended up falling asleep, whatever, like a fucking grandma. So I'm like, yo, let's grab a beer some other time, whatever. Mm-hmm. I honestly did not think it was a date because...
You didn't fuck after?
No, I didn't think it was a date because it was like, oh, you invited me to hear your band, and then it was like, let's grab a beer.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
I could do that.
I didn't get dressed for this. I was wearing after work clothes, but I will say I was wearing a dress.
Here like, you go. But I was cute now.
I was. So we get to this rooftop bar. It's cool. And he's looking at me. And immediately the way he was looking at me, I knew like he thought I dressed up for it.
Mm-hmm.
And then like he's like, oh, like he was smiling at me. And then like.
But he saw you probably looking like shit. Cleaning your apartment and you're then right. You clean up well.
Well, he still hit on me, kind of.
Okay.
So anyway.
He probably thought you were easier when you weren't. As dressed up.
We're grabbing drinks. Now, I'm telling all because I want him to know there's a homeboy vibe. Immediately, I tell him about Loverboy.
Oh.
I'm like, yeah, I'm dating somebody, blah, blah. Like, I don't have a boyfriend, but like, I'm dating somebody. Like, yeah, when you met me, I just came back from seeing him, whatever. He's like, oh, okay. And then he like gave me this look like, so you're dating somebody? And that's when I knew it was a fucking date. I was like, yep, I am. I just thought we were chilling. So we're having these drinks upstairs and he's like, you hungry? I was like, yeah. So we go to the sushi restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
Open the menu. I'm looking at the prices. And that's when I knew it was a date. I was like,
because it was expensive sushi,
$17
huh?
$17 for a roll.
Bitch.
It's a date, bitch.
Oh, shit. Because you know if it wasn't a date, you would be having the $8.95 roll.
Right. And we're in the Lower East Side. So like, we were in a 60 LES in the hotel at some sushi spot in there. So anyway, we're chilling. We're having a good time. I brought up Loverboy again. Something like referencing it.
And he was over it.
I think we talked about polyamory. Somehow mm-hmm. that came up and I was like, well, yeah, like I'm kind of digging that vibe, blah, blah, blah. I don't believe in a lot of partners, but a main one and then maybe like sex as it comes, whatever.
Right.
So the check comes.
Oh, no.
I pull my card out because.
Because that's the way you let a nigga know, listen, I'm not interested. Absolutely. And I said this on the show with Cuddy.
Yup.
If I'm not interested in a guy.
Cuddy was saying no.
Cuddy was saying no.
I felt like it was wrong to let him
to
pay.
To let him pay if you're not interested. Absolutely. Absolutely.
So I tried to pay and he said. Nah, I got this one. I was like, no, please. Like, I missed your show. And he's like, no, I got it because this is a date, right?
Oh.
And I started laughing and I did not confirm whether it was a date or not. I just let him pay the goddamn check. So then he invited me somewhere after. And then I was like, I got to go home. It was like 10 o'clock. You know, I'd be going to bed early. I was like, yeah. I got to go. We get back to the building that we live in and like I'm just like fuck because I'm like this I don't know what he's gonna do but he's going up the stairs and he's like, can I see your apartment? I'm like, no, you can't see my apartment. And then right as we're like saying goodbye, he's about to like hug me and we do this kiss miss thing. We're like, you know when you're like trying to avoid
friend
the kiss?
Zone.
Yeah. It was bad.
That's an awkward ending to
it was,
a
but,
date.
But I just felt really bad because I feel like I was, if I'm telling you about somebody I'm dating, like, and I'm asking you for reciprocation.
But no, I'm not going to lie to you. If I'm sitting here and I'll sit here and be the devil's advocate in this.
Yeah.
If I'm on a date with a guy and he's bringing up someone he's dating. The fact that he's on the date with me, do you think I think that bitch holds any weight?
How do
weight?
You know you're on a date?
Bro, it's obvious when you're on a date.
Do you think it was obvious that I was on a date if I said, let's grab some beers?
Bro, when he took you to a sushi restaurant instead of a dive bar, yes.
Okay, we started at a, it was a rooftop spot in a one block from
and
our house.
And then it was a rooftop spot. It's not like it was a fucking underground.
Block. We live on Orchard. It's like, it's not, yes, there's dive bar. Okay, you're right.
Yeah.
I should have knew better.
You should have fucking knew.
Because there's so hair of the dog that's a few doors down from us. And like, it's
which is super $4. Divey. Yeah. Yep. So to me,
all right,
if I'm on a date with a guy and he's sitting here, whether he brings her up once, twice, three times, I'm going to be like, this bitch is probably, you probably really like this bitch, but you still testing the waters. That's exactly
right.
What I'm going to feel.
I fucked up.
You did.
But to be fair, you know I don't have a lot of friends in the area. Sardé.
And I know
that Sardé's been busy with
lover,
her salon and
know
her daughter.
Lover boy is not in town. So I get it.
Yeah, sometimes I just want to come.
And I was gone. I get it.
You were gone.
I was. You missed me.
And it had
I know.
Nothing to do with
she
me having interest
me,
in this dude. He's she definitely attractive, but I'm not about to fuck my neighbor. So bitch, hold on. I run into him in the fucking laundry room. Downstairs.
Y'all fucked on a dryer.
Ew.
Damn.
I'm not that much.
I would totally fuck
in a laundromat.
Actually,
I would. But
I would fuck in a laundromat.
I would fuck in a laundromat. So, no. The laundry is in our building. It's downstairs. And he's like, hey. And I'm like, oh, hey. Like, so I'm like, don't know what to say. The dude's like, hey, my socks and my drawers is like falling out the dryer because I'm nervous. We get upstairs. Like, he's helping me back up with my shit.
Mm-hmm.
He's on the floor above me. And I give him a hug and a kiss. And she's like, okay, thanks. And I go and he's like, oh, wow. Kiss on the cheek this time? That's when I was like, okay, now he being petty.
He's super petty.
So last night, I'm in bed, bitch. This is no exaggeration. I also told him the name of this podcast and I hope he doesn't hear it. I'm in bed.
You love telling
he lives directly above me. I got a fucking airdrop. I'm about to show it to you, bitch.
That you got said, an airdrop from him?
Yes! That said, hey girl with a wink. Do you know how fucking scared I was when that nigga sent me an airdrop, bruh? I was fucking terrified. And look at this. It has his name, his apartment number, and his fucking contact info. That's what he sent me. That's what popped up on my screen.
He would like to share a photo. Did you accept it?
I mean, yeah, but I was still scared.
Damn. You just have...
Bless you.
Oh,
isn't that kind of creepy?
Why did he just not text you?
I was like, what are you doing? He's like, oh, lol, just pulling a prank. I'm like, my nigga, like, I didn't know you were that close.
How old is he?
Dude, Bluetooth is...
You said he's pulling a prank. How old is he? They pull pranks at 30-something?
You are fucking trash. Anyway, now I don't know what to do because I really thought he was interesting and I...
And now what? Like,
I wanted a friend in the building, you know, like a neighbor to kick it with, like smoke with or something. I don't know. But now, like, I know he gonna try to, like, put his dick in my ass the second word. Whatever. Anyway, let's just talk about the kink of the week. So, and I'll break up with my neighbor on my own time.
Wait, you'll break up with him? I cannot.
You know, I'm gonna have to let him down easy. It might be tonight when me and you out. We gonna run into this nigga.
You
and isn't one of his fucking shows.
You ain't gonna say nothing, because, bitch, I'm that motherfucking ride or die, bitch. I'm gonna let you know, you're just a friend.
Stop!
You're just a friend. You're the fucking neighbor.
Do we fucking know the name of the kink that we like?
No, you picked this fucking kink. So guys, every week we do a kink of the week because we like to educate you motherfuckers on this sexual explore. I don't know. The sexual shit that we know or like to know or the correct terms of things. And so Weezy picked this kink and okay. It kind of relates to... You know.
My personal life, a little.
A little bit. So what's
why does every kink have to do with me? Bukkake, snowballing, fucking voyeurism. And here we go. So you guys know that, or you may have heard that Loverboy went on a date and sent me a picture with the girl and him and was texting me in it. Actually, I went
this
on a
was
date
like, this was
with a girl recently.
We
I forgot
this.
To tell you about this. And we were like texting him too. It was cool.
No, you told me.
Yeah.
You,
and, like,
you
he
sent
was
me
in
a
it.
Picture, I believe.
Yeah. So, you know, he was texting her back, sending us like dick pic. It was hot.
So say the name. Say what it is.
So,
this week's kink of the week is
compersion. And it is a feeling of joy when a loved one invests in taking pleasure from another, romantic or sexually. It could be thought of as the opposite of jealousy. It's a positive emotional reaction when a loved one's to a loved one's other relationship. The term was coined by some fucking random lady. It does not specify to the joy regarding sex, but instead all of the joy somebody gets, whether it be the emotions, the romantic, or the sexual. It's similar to a feeling a parent feels when their children marry someone,
right.
or that best friends feel for each other when they're happy in another relationship.
So this was some Wikipedia-ass version
and
of saying.
And it says, I feel compersion when I see my husband come home happy from spending time with his girlfriend.
Okay, so basically, guys, to simplify this long-ass definition of compersion, basically what it is that a person, an individual, gets aroused by seeing their partner with someone else. And I think we actually just talked about this even in terms of voyeurism. It's kind of, oh no, I guess that's not the same, but we've talked about, swinging, I guess would
so
be similar to this.
My mom was saying, and from what I Googled when my mom was on this, everybody was like, her mom, what the fuck?
Yes. Y'all gotta check out episode 12.
Swinging is all about the sex. Swinging is all about just completely sexual, no numbers exchanged. Like you're swapping right. couples. It's just a complete thrill. And I think this would probably relate more to polyamory, where mm-hmm. you open up the love, there's open communication, you discuss what the person's doing with someone else. So you have to feel joy in that if you're right. going to agree to it. I mean, because look, when I was on the date, me and the girl fucked, and he, the morning we were FaceTiming, and he was like, he's like, tell me about your night. And he was naked, dick in his hand, and he was enjoying it. And he's like, I'm happy you felt happy. I'm happy she made you come. I'm happy you felt good. Like, I'm good with all of it. Like,
right.
And to be honest, maybe he was a little jealous when I sent him a few videos of her and I
and
in bed.
See, the,
but
it's so weird because I have not been to the point where I've experienced this yet with someone who I genuinely want to be with. But my hoes, like, the niggas who I just fuck with, who I enjoy being with, but we're not together, whether it's because they're with someone already or because we're just never going to be together, I love hearing about them with other women.
See, that's crazy.
I love that shit.
You're telling
I love
me
that.
If your feelings were invested and you know that they were mutual, you knew someone, Lawyer Bay, and you felt the same, but you just knew sometimes he was fucking other hoes.
This, it would have to be something that would be discussed, but it's also something to me where I'm very fair in my mindset. So to me,
because I'm a realist.
Right, and I'm a realist. So to me, there's no way that I'm genuinely supposed to feel comfortable and okay knowing you're out fucking other bitches and I can't go out and fuck other niggas. And I know that there's a double standard to that, but there's no way that you feel in your heart that I should allow that and be okay with that. And yet you're not okay with that.
So it's funny you say that because I've been wondering if the time is going to come.
With what?
Me. Psh, fucking other dudes.
Oh, he's gonna fucking have a, he's gonna catch a flip. Bitch, he done already told you. You better not be fucking nobody else.
Yo, he's been working in the steps. The Wee Vibe, Italy, now another month. He's like, fuck no, you ain't fucking nobody. This
no,
is what I'm telling
for
you.
Sure.
Dudes be single. You my girlfriend, but I'm single, bitch.
Yeah,
and you better not fucking
but
anybody
that's
else.
What I'm saying. So it's difficult to me to say that I would be okay with that. However, for the niggas who I'm not emotionally invested with, I love talking about, did she suck your dick better than me? I want to know everything about it. Send me the videos. I love to know right. that they were with someone else because I want to know, bitch, what the fuck she doing that you like? Because, bitch, I need...
See, this like, is a weird thing, too, because I don't know how I'm okay with it. But for
me
right
neither.
Now,
but
I
you're
am.
Also, both of you are in different countries. I'm not going to lie. I talked to a guy who lived overseas and he was playing in Asia. So, bitch, I was like, you ain't going to get no bitch with no ass like mine. I ain't give a fuck. So I was okay. Like if he was fucking off on some Asian hoes, I ain't give a fuck. Because I also knew it was temporary, but I also knew what he liked. I also knew like,
and that's the thing too. Like when you're back, then what? But I'm going to be real. For right now, I genuinely don't want other men. And it is because he's satisfying me very well right now. I talked about all that spoiling shit and this and that. And I'm getting what I want. The attention, I'm cool with. The sex I'm getting from women or him in some way or another.
Right.
I'm kind of okay. I'm like, I'm an emotional fucking fuck. And you know that.
You are.
Whether I just met you or not.
And that's the difference. And it's
and
funny
I'm
that we're
dirty and well, I'm nasty, but I still have to be emotionally invested.
It's funny because I feel like it's so funny that we talk about our differences. Well, because me, I genuinely can have a sexual connection with someone and literally hate them as soon as we're done fucking.
Dude, I cannot believe that you can have sex with people you don't like.
Oh, there's...
I have to say the name into you.
Bitch, I hate his guts.
When's the last time you fucked him? That's the guy that she pissed on, by the way.
Yes. honestly, we've been fucking for what, 10 or 11 years? Like, wow. Bitch, you remember me fucking him when we were in high school. And we genuinely do not get along. We fucking hate each other. But our sexual chemistry is like no other that we just keep. Mind you, he just hit me up wanting to come to New York next week. I'm busy. No, you can't come.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it's genuinely like, and there's more than just him. There's guys who I genuinely cannot stand outside of us being in the bedroom. And it's just like, don't talk to me about anything else. I don't want to argue with you. I don't give a fuck what you're doing. But let me know when you're going to drop that motherfucking dick off. And that's just that. But again, I think it's funny that we have, we're alike, but we're not. And so this leads us to our horrible discussion for this week, which I'm super excited to get into.
What is it?
Our horrible decision for this week is age ain't nothing but a number, baby.
Oh.
Yes.
You know I've had some oldies.
And so this is something that has been discussed on previous episodes. And guys have actually been in my DMs. Like, their hearts are broken. Like, am I too old for you? So me and Weezy are different on this aspect as far as she...
I won't fuck anybody under 30.
She won't fuck anyone under 30. And me... If I'm, like, talking to a guy as far as maybe dating, like, we're not going to talk about sugar daddies because clearly they can be any age. But when it comes to what?
Even though mine is 37.
I know. I do have a
37. Excuse me. When I said mine, I meant Mandy. I was.
Yeah. I have a 37-year-old sugar daddy. And then the African that I was talking about, they gave me 30 grand. I think it was 38 or 39. I have
what?
Not. I haven't been with anyone.
Bitch, you won.
Bitch.
Huh? Damn.
Bitch, I haven't been with anyone really over 40.
Bitch, I'd have been
in there. The oldest nigga that I've been with. Well, no, I had one, but he doesn't count. We're not going to count him. But literally the oldest guy who I've genuinely been with, who I actually enjoyed being with, he was 39. And I was 24, maybe.
That was the oldest?
The oldest.
Hold on, wait. The oldest I ever been with was 47? So it's not that old.
So I want to talk about this.
But I would have gone older. Dude, do you see what they're looking like nowadays?
Bitch, you see.
Look at J-Lo, bro. She about to turn 48.
Bitch, you see what these 19-year-olds look like, bitch?
Yeah, like little.
But they're not. Okay, so.
There is a fetish, by the way, with this. Like, I was reading a book called Tampa. I might have posted it. It's like the cover was like a vagina, but it's a button.
Okay.
So I got it at the Strand. If you guys ever come to New York, go to the Strand. It's the best bookstore in the world. Anyway, reading this book called Tampa, there's a 26-year-old, same as you, woman who's married.
Okay.
Rich, but only is a teacher so she can like prey on young men.
I would not be a teacher for this reason.
But now I don't believe that. Oh yeah, you'd fuck him. But I don't really think that you like. She likes him like 14, 15. Like,
oh hell no!
But okay. The way that she described the youthfulness,
no, bro, it's not anything about youthfulness.
Because no. She's like, I like the way that the chest is still building and coming in.
No,
she likes how they're we're
not gonna get into the pedophilia talk right now because this is legit pedophilia. I want to, like, the guys who I, like, bro.
But have you fucked an 18-year-old? And how?
No, I haven't fucked an 18-year-old.
You fucked a 19-year-old.
He was 19. But.
Wait, yes, you have.
I haven't fucked an 18-year-old. Who? Please, say, who?
Oh, because we can bleep it?
Yeah, we'll bleep it.
Okay, so when I was, can I go in detail? Because I was watching TV last night, and you want me to stop?
He wasn't 18, he's 19.
They and the said other he one was just turning 19.
No, bro. He was 19 when we fucked. Now I'm about to Google his ass.
I can't believe you. Anyways, fucking dudes that can't drink.
Okay, so this is the topic about this because Crystal brings this up a lot.
Okay.
Like, damn, can he buy you a drink? I don't think you realize that the only place in the world that IDs for under 21 is the U.S.
Understood.
So to me, mind you, I lived.
But where do you live?
It doesn't matter. I lived in. I lived in Singapore
where you
for
at,
6
ho.
Months.
Oh, where you at?
I bring it back, bitch.
I take it back. So that's what I'm saying.
Anyways,
like, you're
on.
Here. You're not living in France. You're not living in Singapore anymore. You're here.
I am in
New York, where clubs are not 18 and up,
bro. Birthday is in May. Definitely 19. Thank you,
bitch. He was on the cusp. Did he just?
Oh shit! So he was 18 when we fucked. Oh shit!
You just had to Google the dude.
Anyways, okay, so I want to discuss this because me and my friend had a conversation, and all of my homegirls date older guys.
Yeah.
It's
common. Younger women, older men.
Me and one of my other homegirls are the only ones that I know who like younger guys. And so me and my friend Taylor were on the phone last night, and we were really talking about this because, y'all know I ain't shit. The draft was on last night. They motherfucking all my friends hit me up like,
bitch, who you got?
Is them zaddies? Which one you talking like? And I'm just like, oh my God, y'all get the fuck out of my phone.
I'm gonna just give Mandy, in Mandy's defense, I'm going to give you this one little bit of credit. To date somebody that's, and I'm going to use the word affluent because you are, right? You have a great job.
Right.
And you make good money. How else are you going to have someone take you out that's the age and height that you want if not for the goddamn draft?
You're right.
You're just not, bitch.
You're right. So,
let's say a drug dealer.
And clearly, my mouth, and I've said this before,
My
mouth is so reckless. It's not even, I don't expose people. I don't do any of that. But my mouth is so reckless. Bitch, I'm 26 years old, and a nigga ain't never put his hands on me. And that's because I ain't dealt with no goddamn drug dealer or no street nigga. Because I be quick with the, nigga, you a fuck boy, you this, you that. I would get slapped the fuck in my goddamn face fucking with a street nigga in real life.
Man, please listen. It ain't a drug dealer that's doing this.
Well, I like safe guys.
They all treated me right.
I like safe guys. So I was talking to my friend last night, and this may come across as weird to people as to, bro, you're in corporate America. You know, you have all these followers. You're this, you're that. You've dealt with all these type of men. Why would you go for someone younger? And I was talking to my friend last night, and
you like to be the teacher?
So if we're going to bring it to the bedroom, first, because there's a lot of reasons, and I broke this down, and okay, I want to share with followers.
I bet you mine are the exact opposite.
Right. Okay. Why an older woman would prefer to deal with a younger man at my age? I'm 26. So in the bedroom, I will say in the bedroom, they're more susceptible to experimenting, as well as their stamina is a lot higher. The 18-year-old bitch fucked me 3 times with a condom. Dick hard as fuck, got hard for the 4th time, and the only reason we ain't fucked was because we ain't have another condom.
Damn, he used that whole 3-pack.
He used the whole 3-pack of motherfucking condoms.
And that was fresh out of high school.
Shut the fuck up. He was in college. But
so he was 18.
Almost 19. But he fucked me so good. And a lot of the older guys have their one and done's, bitch. They tired. That's, you could get their dick back hard and they tired. They not gonna give you the dick again.
See, I can't fuck as long
as you
can. And
see, I'm
probably
still to the point where I like to be fucked, like,
that's
until
why you gotta have a dude eat Matt,
right? Which is fine. Okay, so
Matt
then
pussy.
So that's in the bedroom. So they're more willing to experiment and their stamina is a lot higher. On the physical side of things, I will say I'm shallow as fuck. I like a very nice athletic body. I don't want a belly. I don't want a nigga with titties. I don't want a nigga with saggy balls. Like, and you might not get that at 30. You might not get that at 40. I get it. It's when you're much older. But I'm shallow in that aspect. I like a really nice body. I like to be able to look at you walk naked across the motherfucking room. And I'm like, goddamn.
Me too.
So there's that. Thirdly, this is the main issue that I have. So I'm 26 right now. The thought of kids is not in my mind for any amount of time soon. Which I was recently talking to a guy, and the issue with talking to him was he wanted kids like yesterday.
How old was he?
He was, at this point, this was before I went to Singapore, so I was 24. He was 26 or 27.
Okay.
Had an 8-year-old. So he already had a kid. And so the issue to me is when I meet these older men, mind you, I have to be willing, A, to accept baggage, because 9 times out of 10, they already have children or ex-wives or things in which will affect me and our relationship. I'm not ready for that.
Okay.
I don't want to be a stepmom. I don't want to deal with baby mama drama. And I don't want to deal with an ex-wife. On another aspect, if I meet one, by the grace of God, who is above 27 years old without a kid, 9 times out of 10, they're about ready to have them.
Right.
I'm not.
So...
I think mentally, I'm childish, bro. I'm childish. I want to have fun, and I just want to have hot fucking sex right now.
I want to have hot sex, too, and I want to have a good time, but I don't want to waste.
It's not that I'm wasting time, because if you think about it, there are still plenty of people.
Because you're saying that if you could have a boyfriend, you'd want him to be
that
age.
I would love a boyfriend. I don't care what age he is. Honestly, because if you think about it, if we go back to motherfucking Orlando, bro, all my friends in Orlando
pregnant, bitch.
They're all pregnant or on their second or third or fourth child.
That's because there's nobody else to fuck.
But it doesn't matter. We're 26. So they were having babies at this 21, 22, 23, 24 year age. So if I meet a guy, despite his age, I feel like there's still a possibility that we could still build that. And I don't have to sit here and be his second or third or fourth baby mama. On another point, one more before you get into your older niggas. On another point, I don't like the older men are often condescending. I feel like I've been on my own since I was 18 years old.
How much older do you think somebody's going to be condescending?
Bro, I don't know if I sent it to you.
Yeah, I remember.
The guy that I just, mind you, I've tried the older guys. He was, I don't know, he's a retired vet. But he may be 41. I think he's about 41.
I wonder if you're too headstrong and that's why they're condescending.
It's probably super headstrong.
Because I have never.
And I've met so many, and it could be that I'm headstrong, but I don't like a guy to talk down on me. I don't like a guy to sit here.
This is so funny because we're having crazy different experiences, right? With men that are younger than, I'm going to say 28. Because that probably, I mean, I said fuck guys under 30. I have 27, 28. But generally, if I'm seeking men, like my age on Bumble or Tinder or whatever, it's way over 30.
Right.
So with younger guys, I feel like they always have something to prove to me.
Bitch, prove your dick game gonna fuck me. That's it. Like, bitch, I want a nigga to have to prove me.
I don't need you to sit down with me and tell me all this. But to me, that's when the condescending happens. They want to tell me how much smarter they are. They want to, like, be combative.
Younger guys?
They want to be combative.
Bro, we sit there and watch Marvel movies.
Are better listeners.
What are you talking about?
To me, they're better listeners. They've been around the block. They're way more suave. They know how to treat a woman. They know how to fuck.
They pay child support. They got a baby mama on their goddamn line.
I haven't fucked a dude since I was 22, 23. When I was fucking drug dealers, they had baby mamas. But I haven't fucked a dude in a long time and had a kid.
There's a ton that do. And
it just hasn't happened.
But not only that, and I'll sit here and ask you this. So I went back to school late. I went back to school at the age of 23. And so I have one semester left, like whatever. So to me, even the fact that I can talk about having a midterm and bitch, these niggas get it. I feel like we actually have things in common.
I would rather talk to somebody older about my personal life because I feel like they've been through it. I don't like to learn with someone. I like to learn from someone. So right now I'm getting more into like the investing venture of my life, right? Putting money in different places, waiting for it to grow in a few years. I have conversations with Loverboy all the time. I mean, deep in my bank account. Like, if I spend $10,000 on this and they give me this much back in 5 years, is that worth it? I can't talk to no fucking kid about that.
You can't talk to a kid about that. However, if you meet someone with the same interests as you, and I'm so mad we were not able to bring this up, the 19-year-old who wants to fuck someone else for the first time and hit me up about how to go about doing it with his girlfriend he's been with for 4 years.
Yeah.
Him. So mad we didn't bring it up. We'll bring it up next episode. But him, bro, he's working at a hedge fund right now. And he's 19 years old. Do you know he could teach me more about... He was the president of the Investors Club at my school.
But let's just say that's a niche.
It is.
Okay?
It is.
Opposed to somebody that's mid-30s that done been around the block and done all this shit. That done fell on their face with money. That done had these experiences themselves. That's what I want.
But to me, that's also a niche. I love to be taught. To me, if you're talking to a guy...
And it may be the submissiveness in me.
It could. But it could also be, at 35, if you're meeting someone who works on Wall Street, he could sit here and have that conversation with you. But you'd be surprised at how many bitches I know that are fucking with a 35-year-old that's living in their motherfucking house because they shit wasn't together.
Okay, bitch, let's roll it back. We ain't fucking dudes like this.
So. Oh, but my friends are. But that's what I'm saying. I have friends that question me about fucking with a younger nigga, but bitch, you sitting here going Dutch on a date with a dude because he can't afford it.
Hold on, wait.
Or you're sitting here
dating
a guy.
Have you talked to a younger dude that wasn't an athlete?
The 22-year-old I just went on a date with. I mean, he comes for money, so it's not fair. But, I mean, I'm not going to talk to
him. Besides him?
Actually, I did. I fucked a guy at my school. And
you did?
Yeah. It wasn't good. So now he's friend zoned and he knows that.
Okay.
But it also might not count that he's on the basketball team. But
my God.
But we were talking and I mean shit.
But that's the thing. Can he take care of things? And so that's where you and I, on the last episode we just had, we were talking about women who are cheating and cheating for money and blah, blah, blah. So here you go. Let's just say you fucking with a young dude that don't play ball. That's not making millions out the gate. You got to wait. You got to stick by him for years.
But that's coming
out of college, making a decent amount of money. That is the difference too.
I am not sitting here. I'm not in high school anymore. I'm not young. So I'm not the woman to sit here and be like, baby, your dreams is to be a rapper. I'm gonna stand by your side. Which is clearly why, bitch, I didn't stand by.
I don't want to meet anybody that's like still.
I'm not gonna lie. I'm not sitting here trying to deal with someone who has dreams and aspirations, because I want you to be, you know, settled. However, clearly with me, the guys who I end up talking to, like,
they came out to Pussy 6'8 and they like, bitch, my dream is reality. The fuck? I'm either gonna be number 4, 5, 6, or 7.
Bitch, shut the fuck up.
What's his name, Daddy, say? When did you know he was gonna be like, when he was born?
LeVar Ball is hilarious. Like, so, I ain't even gonna lie to y'all. We not gonna get into it, but y'all know this bitch don't know shit about goddamn basketball. She watched the draft with me last night. So
I was trying. Look at friendships.
She was like, wait, what's going on? How long do they have to pick a person? Like, how do I know what's going on?
I was just trying to sort my royal up.
She was like, so does it start at 7 or 8? Like, when do I need to watch this shit? But it was exciting.
That was fun for me, because that's when I realized, actually, as much as I talk shit and joke about it with you, you know so much about sports and culture.
I love it. Like, I literally live, eat, and breathe. And at one point, for fucking 4 years of my life, was sports. Like, that was my all. To the point where, I'm not even gonna lie to you, do you know my mama? I was talking to her on my lunch break today.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Do you know she sat here and apparently watched the draft last night? And was like, yeah, girl, I saw that Markelle Fultz at number 1, and he was handsome, but girl, there was some other ones, and I was just like, honey, he just gonna get all the bitches because he in the draft. She was like, Manny, you ain't talking to none of these dudes yet, do you? And I was like, Mom, the fact that she was named, she was like, yeah, there was that handsome one at number 3, Jason, the one at number 3, he was handsome.
That bro, Jason
his,
dude?
His daddy. Fine too, bitch.
But his That's daddy?
The, bitch, his daddy. I'll show you. I follow his daddy on Instagram.
Bitch, there you go with the old head. Bitch,
but Jason is also very handsome.
Jason Shout what?
Out, Jason Tatum. I'll show you his Instagram. I follow him. Shout out Duke. Everyone who knows me knows I'm a super Duke fan. I actually met Jason when he was a part of the Jordan Brand Classic here in New York. Super good guy.
Damn, his daddy fine as shit.
Bitch, his daddy fine. Woo! I hate you. Whoop. I actually met Whoop. Him at the, it was one of the classics at Madison Square Garden. Super nice guy. So I'm wishing all the luck to
Look
Jason.
Look at me back looking Celtics. At black men. Who is this? That's him.
Who is this? No, this is Mark. That don't look. Yeah, this is Markelle Fultz.
He's fucking. I might need to go.
Yeah, that's Markelle. He was the number one draft.
You just got back from Africa. Everything is a sign to me, bro. Like, why am I not? I'm out here preaching for my people, and I'm not fucking on niggas.
Ain't it fine? But yeah.
See, you like them little light skinned boys. I don't.
Girl, I love.
I either like
them
white or dark.
Bitch, I love them.
I don't like no in between.
I love and light skin. But Jason is just super pretty. But as far as an athlete, he's super, super, super.
By the way,
super
Mandy is not talking to this dude because everybody's.
I'm not. I want y'all to know.
We're not bleeping his name because we're just fangirling right now.
We're super fangirling.
But if we were fucking,
he would be bleeped. So, just so you know, if you hear a name on this podcast.
Ain't no dick in her.
There ain't no
the
dick in
the
pussy.
The only one we called out was motherfucking Steph. Fuck that hoe.
Oh, yeah.
Bitch, you
fuck
deserved
that hoe.
It.
Fuck that hoe for hopping in my DM.
I mean, wait. Fuck that puta.
That puta. Pendejo.
So, anyway, with the age
literally,
thing.
Literally, ho.
I think, and it's funny because our reasons are completely opposite.
For sure.
You like to school. I want to learn. Like,
I like to learn as well, but I also just like fun. And so these guys that I'm around that are younger, there's this childish aspect to it. Like, we can play fight. We can, like, I genuinely love just being around someone and we can sit here and watch fucking comic superhero movies and
I don't think
Netflix
I'm that.
And I just like the childish, like, and I'm not going to lie. I love, bitch, that dick get hard fast as fuck. And their butt, it's just, they want their dick wet. I want dick in my pussy. It all works the fuck out. And because they're so young.
How fast?
Bitch, like, What you mean? 2 seconds, bitch. Put the dick in my pussy. I'm finna get the dick hard and you gonna keep going. That's it.
So what happens if he's over 30?
Boot. Bitch, they dick go right down.
They like get Henny dick? How is Henny dick when they're young?
Henny dick. Are they old enough to drink Henny? No, let me stop. I don't know. I'm not gonna lie. I don't like drunk sex. I feel like they can't genuinely feel it and my pussy dries up. So I don't like Henny dick. Henny dick will be another topic. Cause bitch, I think niggas think they're fucking Superman with Henny in their system, and we don't enjoy our pussies just being pounded out for dear life. Like, we just don't like it,
dude.
And I know you're not enjoying it. So I mean, I don't know, for any of you guys listening, if you're older and like younger guys, I would love to hear your stories. Maybe we could talk about it on the show.
Anybody's done somebody that was like high school or college?
No. Can we not talk about pedophilia?
No, college. But like high school is 18.
Senior, pretty much graduating, is 18. Jesus Christ. Yeah, but
it's still high school. It's hot. If you
my God. Okay, so if any of our followers, particularly older ones, and we're going to talk about women because older guys with super young girls are just, it's just weird. But
is it?
Yeah, we know.
You know, bitch, about it.
We know you was with 22 at 14. We know. Oh my God, bitch, we know. That's gross. So
the guy I lived with, though, when I was 18, he was 28, 29.
Nine. Yeah, like definitely close to 30.
Yeah.
To me, it's just not the same. So if any of our followers, we are actually finally getting a ton of female listeners, and I'm super excited because you guys are writing us and I enjoy hearing from you guys, and it's super fun because at one point we had only male listeners. But for the
women,
we
were like, fuck them niggas, and they was like, ugh. So I guess you can listen to this, bae. A lot of girlfriends, though,
are saying that they listen to it with their boyfriends.
Yeah.
Yes, and it's super awesome. So for the guys, for the ladies who listen to us and maybe dealing with someone younger or have a, I don't know if it's a fetish, with younger guys, we would love to hear your story and we would love to hear like why you do so. Other than that, if you have any story to share with us, if you want our advice, if you want to know what the fuck we think about your ho shit, go ahead and email us at horribledecisions@gmail.com. You guys can also catch us at horrible_decisions on Instagram.
Decisions, as in dick-cisions.
Dick-cisions, bitch. Also, if you're interested in becoming a sponsor, please email us. I think we're okay at reading ads. It's pretty awesome. And everyone keeps saying our show is not long enough. So if you guys want us to have a longer show, y'all got to start breaking them goddamn coins because we paying for this goddamn studio time. And again, if you guys want to find me on Twitter, on Instagram, you're more than welcome to catch me at Full Court Pumps. This is your girl, Mandy. And Wheezy, where can they find you?
I'm on IG as well, Wheezy WTF, and I'll see you guys soon.
We will see you guys next time. Holla.